Shit. God damn.
Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get washed up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
He said, so funny that I expect you guys to start on time. Yeah, you're right. We are on time, though. Dad, that mean that... You know what? I'm impressed, dog. That mean you was sitting here
waiting for it.
Since 10 o'clock, dog. I'm impressed, dog. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Good job, bro.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving too, bro.
Hell yeah.
We bought it. Ain't nobody lighter working and shit. Yeah. All right, IG Live, we here. I wanted to pin in a comment, but doesn't seem to be working. So I guess we won't pin a comment there. All right, fuck it. Cheers, Friday. Y'all niggas ready to get to it? All right, let's get this shit rolling. Because we on CP time. All right, let's get to it, man. Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The livest podcast network on the planet.
Earth, sir.
Straight from the E-Block radio. It's the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man. You already know what it is. I got my man Angry Man in the building. Mm-hmm. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Yep.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. Man, let's get to this shit, boy. It was motherfucking Thanksgiving yesterday, dog. We'll talk a little bit of shit about that. And then if you haven't been checking us out on IG, Twitter, all that good shit, man, you got to know what we're talking about today, man. We're trying to figure out, how do you handle the family feud, dog? How do you handle family members who feuding at motherfucking holiday time? It's dinner time, granddaddy cutting the turkey and shit. These two niggas want to kill each other. How you handle that shit, dog? That's what we're going to talk about today. But real quick, though, man, shit, how was y'all fucking Thanksgiving and shit? Hey, man, we'll start with you and shit. Hmm? With the motherfucker. I said, we'll start with you with the pool steak sliders and shit.
Oh, it was all right, man.
Yeah.
You know, shit,
I just think it be struggling, dog. What's wrong, dog? What's happening? Let me fix it.
Nothing.
Let me fix it, dog.
No,
what's going on?
No, I don't want you to fix it.
What's going on, dog? Because if you go leave the mic back there, we ain't going to be able to hear you.
I said nothing.
But if you go leave the mic back there, we ain't gonna be able to
hear
you.
I just moved.
You gotta move it some more.
Say that.
Move it some more. What's wrong with this nigga, man?
Say that. Move it some more.
This nigga.
Give me some more.
Anyway, dog, how was your Thanksgiving, man? God,
yeah, it was good. I was just happy not to be at work. That's all.
Right.
Sat around and fucked around and just had a good old fashioned time, man. Wasn't nobody arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't got none of that. I mean, not a stitch up.
Damn, that's amazing.
Yeah, fuck me up too.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, niggas didn't even argue who going back to the stove.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers just got up and went.
Damn, the stove was open yesterday? Everything was open yesterday. Yeah. Niggas don't give a fuck about holidays no more.
No, it was like, you know how that one motherfucker be like, man, it's my turn already?
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's your turn. All right, what y'all need, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was tripping. Like, ain't nobody, like I said, everything was cool.
That must be nice, because I know that if it was my turn to go to the store, I ain't going. I'm blocked in. Immediately.
Hey, a couple people was blocked in. That was the thing, too. Niggas got up and moved for them.
What?
Man, you sound like you had a house full.
Did no kids get in trouble?
Uh-oh. You sure you didn't have a house full, because Big Gretch might be listening. So definitely wasn't a house full, right?
I have a house full of people.
Not a house full of people with cars.
Not me and family. I only could have had one person with a car, but you got to think, you add one person to all the people that's already in my house.
You're talking about moving cars, though. You know that means it was a house full of shit. Big Gretch, we sorry.
No, you're sorry. I'm not admitting the shit. Because all I'm going to say is, I said move cars. The one person who drove. That means I had to move mine, my wife had to move hers.
I got you.
Cars, okay?
Right. Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
What up, Rita? Oh, yeah, she said we got to check out her last video. For sure, we go check you out.
Never commit a crime with this, man.
Oh, man, Bo said what up, though. Let me see. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. For sure, we did. And, yes, dog, this nigga got all of us drinking brews at 10 in the morning. So
10 in the morning.
Shout out to Angry Man.
Say it's the high motherfucker.
Who didn't have a house full yesterday.
I didn't.
Right. Right, he didn't. They went at his house. Anyway, go ahead, dog.
I ain't have a house full of
right,
shit.
Right, exactly. No, but anyway, how was it, though?
Like I said, it was cool.
You got to tell niggas about them steak sliders you was telling us about before the start of the show.
Oh, yeah. I don't... Your little bro just had a little invention, I guess. Something he was fucking around with one day. He made some big-ass steak flanks. He done tenders he possibly fucking could. Threw them bitches in the oven, dressed them up however you want to dress them.
Yeah.
You know, get the green peppers, the onions. Then when they done, you take them bitches out and you separate it, and it looks like pulled pork.
Yeah, except the steak. Yeah.
Then you put them, this is what killed it, man.
I'm sorry, though. I gotta read that shit, though. He said, Coors Light at 1017 said, that's white cultural appropriation.
There you go. Where you think I got it from?
Right, that's definitely where we got that shit from.
Oh, didn't go to school in Wisconsin.
Right, and I went to school in Adrian, so yeah, for sure. And I lived in Colorado, so shit, right?
I got white friends, cuz. Yeah, white homies,
dog.
I was where I got introduced to Coors Light, man.
For real. Yeah, I got introduced to it in Colorado. Shit.
I got introduced to it hunting with the white homies.
Anyway, dog, go ahead about your pool steak drinks.
And to top it off, man, you got to put them on the Hawaiian rolls.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that shit probably is sexy.
Yeah. Them bitches were off.
Yeah, that's what's up,
bitches
though.
Bitches sound real sexual.
Right, real sexual.
Sound real sexual.
Hell yeah. So was that the high point of the motherfucking shit, or was it the turkey?
I only had it, like, literally. I ain't even, man, it ain't the turkey anymore talking about.
Turkey ain't the thing no more, huh? No,
I mean, it wasn't bad, but no, but I'm saying, I just bit off my son piece that I cut for him.
Yeah.
That was it, because I ate everything else.
I'll figure. No, for sure. That's what's up, though. So it sounds like you had a good time, though.
Yeah, the meat I had with all the regular sizes, the shabab, the steak kebabs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what's up, though, dog. Shit, more money, man. What about you?
Man,
Rita says you had a slight orgasm.
I did. She saw that. She saw that, too. Right. Yeah, real
Shy just checked in. What up, though?
What's up, Shy? I got a new one for you, Shy.
My man,
too.
Duwop Flood just popped in. What up, though?
What up, though?
It's not funny.
I got a new one. That nigga look like Wanye from Boys the Man. Thank you, man.
This nigga been singing.
I'll be there. I'll be right there. Baby, don't go.
Hey, that was the shit, though. I ain't gonna hold you up. That used to be the shit, though.
It's the shit, though. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had to throw that out there. My bad.
My name Wanye and shit.
Wanye and shit. My bad.
That's funny to you.
I pulled up banging that song.
No, it always happened. What the fuck you mean? You had like some new shit. Niggas been saying that shit.
Wanye for the longest, bro.
Niggas been saying that shit. All right. It's just, it's funny again. Like, it came back around.
Punk ass Derek gonna start this shit.
One more again.
I think you might be right.
Him or Kodak.
Yeah, one of the two. Probably Derek, I don't know. Anyway, dog, so what up with you, my money shit?
Oh, yeah, man. Shit, it was fine with me, man. Thanksgiving was great, man. I ate so much motherfucking food. I'm still full from yesterday. shit, I smoked me some turkeys, man. Shout out to Boosie. Shout out to my dog Square and Square Homeboy. You know what I'm saying? I give y'all mad love for showing your boys some love, man. Y'all for can't sure. get that motherfucker smoked turkeys, bro. I hope they was good enough for y'all like it was good to me, because I had an orgasm again when I sliced that motherfucking breasts and the juices started running out the breasts. Oh, man, that shit was fire, bro. Yeah. But, you know, I had an abundance of shit. I still got some. I need some help.
Yeah.
I need some help. I really do. Before I fuck around and be looking like
I pull up on you.
We'd be looking like double zero. Like,
double zero instead of 1-0.
Instead of 10. And number 10, we like double zero.
This nigga, man. What's his name? Pull up on your grass.
What's his name to play for the Celtics?
Oh, shit. Robert Parrish. No, you dumb as hell. Double zero. This nigga dumb as shit, dog.
We mean the QB looking like double zeros and shit.
Hell, Candy just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Jack J Podcast checking in on IG. What's goody?
Yeah.
What up, though? So what was your highlight? What was the highlight food and shit?
Well, the turkey was fine. The smoked turkey was fine.
Yeah.
But my mama bought them damn greens, man.
Yeah.
Damn greens fire, bro.
Yeah.
Her greens fire. I stopped eating them. That's probably why I'm still full and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my greens.
All that extra fiber and shit.
Gassy as hell.
All that extra fiber in my ass and shit. So,
right.
So, but other than that, everything slapped though. Like yeah. Everything was good. I had no bad. My mama brought, man, we got so many desserts and cakes and pies. Word. Somebody help me, please. Help me, please.
Any German chocolate cakes?
Just chocolate.
Damn, don't nobody be making German chocolate for
I don't
for
like that shit. I don't, you like, don't? I don't like fucking
coconut. Coconut shit, that shit set it off though. E-Baby Poems just checked in. What up, though?
E-Baby Poems, what up, though?
Yeah, shit, I just, that's my shit, though. I don't know, I don't really eat coconut or nothing else, but that shit good.
I can't coconut, but I love German chocolate cake.
Yeah, that shit fire, dude.
I can't do it. German chocolate or coconut.
You made some desserts and shit, or you just made all, like, regular food?
I made all regular foods and shit. My mom brought a peach cobbler. We got peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler, apple pie.
God damn.
Chocolate cake, sweet potato pie, cheesecake.
I do, cheesecake? Mm-hmm. Somebody say cheesecake? You got cheesecake too? Damn, yeah. I need cheesecake.
Yeah.
Man, I need cheesecake.
Yeah, that shit right there. You know Wanye got it.
This nigga said, yeah. Young Wanye. Young Wanye. Saying Young Wanye is hard to say. Young Wanye. Young Wanye.
Young Wanye.
Right, sound like a motherfucking Chinese food restaurant.
Hell yeah.
Was that racist?
No.
No, I guess not.
Some General Chicken and some Lo Mein.
Some Lo Mein.
Low man.
Oh, no, they Coors Light, though. Ain't no Heineken's Coors Light. I'm probably about to be all drunk and shit by accident. I ain't drunk beer this early since college, bro. For real, for real. hey, I ain't gonna lie. That's funny as hell. That I can't nigga, lie, dog.
Hey, that nigga funny.
He
dog.
Funny,
I'm
dog.
Funny,
he funny, him. Dog. This nigga said Newport's Coors Lights, cigarettes, and weed. You guys are having an identity crisis. Dog, that is fucking funny, dog.
Who said that?
Sons of Liberty, dog.
I can't read the comments.
Dog, that shit funny as hell. Let me see if I can cut these goddamn comments back on and shit.
No, he can read his. I just can't read it.
Oh, there they go. Hold on. We can, let me hook you up and shit. Yeah, I got you. Dog, that shit. He been gonna lie. That shit was kind of funny. Hey, that motherfucker funny, though. He I can't funny. Even lie to you.
I fuck with him.
But, all right, there we go. We got some comments. Now they popping in. Yeah, there you go. They should be coming in a minute. Lil Q just checked in. What up, though? Happy holidays and shit, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
All that good shit.
All that good shit.
We chill for the most part. Shit. Didn't have no turkey yesterday. That's why I said we go fuck around with you. Get a little turkey and shit. Mm-hmm. Ham was the star and shit over here. Shit. You ain't had no ham, or you?
I had some honey baked
ham. Ham was good.
Oh, my God. Honey baked ham, bro. They need to be shot, bro.
Yeah. Well, you talking about, like, the for real, like, standing in line for 20 hours honey baked
ham?
Yes. Yeah, bitch, like $1,000, though.
No, I ain't.
I it's about 60, see yeah, that's 70, enough, man.
I paid $60 for a half a ham.
Yeah, dog, a half a ham, 60, nigga, that's high as fuck.
High
remember
as
them bitches used to be like 30.
Yeah.
Damn, niggas used to be standing outside around the block on the line, nigga, fucking with that shit. Yeah.
But they ain't demand though. If it's a demand, nigga, you gonna have to go up. Shit, fuck me. Yeah. Fuck you talking about? I ain't mad at them.
Right. E-Baby Poems reading from, that's on YouTube and shit. So if you go to eblockradio.com, you can see the full view and you can see all the comments and all that good shit, man. Eblockradio.com. You can check out the full view. So you can see the comments and shit. My man talking shit. and you can see everybody in the studio. But what was I about to say? Oh, yeah. So the hat, I ain't going to hold you up, though. The old man made some baked beans with some ground beef in it. Like, nigga, this shit was fire. Like, that shit, I like that more than ham, nigga. I ain't even gonna hold you up. I'm about to get a whole bowl of that shit like it was chili or some shit, nigga. That shit was good as hell, though. So, shout out to, everybody spending time with their fam, for the holidays and shit. I wish we getting ready to get into some shit about that. What was I about to say? What else happened? Oh, the fucking Lions, bro.
Oh, man, I'm talking about that.
The fucking Lions, though. I mean, it all happened on Thanksgiving, so we...
But I was mad. You know what I was mad about?
Hold up.
Because I was chilling, and I was watching my motherfucking anime, and then my motherfucking dad came in, like, turn it on the game. Like, man, I don't want to watch that shit in my house. Right. Man, you got guests, turn it on the game. Turned it on the game, and it was 17-42. Like, what the fuck is you watching? Like, why are we watching this, bro?
Duh.
I don't like watching that shit. That shit makes me angry, very. I don't fuck them.
Yeah, I know. We watch that shit all the time. Except my beard's glowing. It is kind of glowing. It's not growing in all the way, though. We gonna work on that shit. My man Dre just checked in. What up, though? Dog, Matt.
Don't say it.
I'm saying Matt Stafford suck. Like, do we, though?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. No, Nigga ain't no winning team.
So they're called the Lions. It's a team. It's called a football team.
In order to say that he sucked, though, like his numbers got to suck.
And they don't.
I'm just saying. His numbers don't suck.
Who put up better numbers?
That's like saying Dan Marino sucked because they ain't win no championship. But don't nobody have more passing yards than him. So it's like, how can you say that?
That nigga suck, bro. Fuck you talking about? I don't care fuck how nobody say I'm agreeing with you, Sons of Liberty. That motherfucker suck, bro. But it ain't just him. See, like, y'all be blaming on, I don't blame it on just Matthew Stafford.
No, I don't neither. That's my, why you think
we cannot just blame it on Matthew Stafford.
I said the entire team.
The whole squad from the motherfucker.
How many playoff games has he won? Two, nigga.
From the office to the field, nigga, they suck.
He won two.
They're not called the Matthew Staffords. They're called the Detroit Lions.
The fuck?
The Detroit Lions only won two. Well, Matthew was out there by himself winning.
So this is my thing, though. I'm not saying, and we going to get off this shit before we be on this shit all day. I'm not going to say that he suck, but I do say we need to get rid of his ass. And the only reason I say that is because, like, he ain't doing no better to me than Tony Romo was doing in Dallas. And I couldn't understand why they kept keeping Tony Romo. I kind of don't understand why we keep Stafford and shit. It's the same results, nigga. Tony Romo actually won more playoff games.
That's because they fixed his problem over there. Well, not his problem. They fixed the team problem. They got him a decent defense, and they got him a running game.
But we always said that Tony Romo sucked, though, didn't we?
But listen.
Didn't we always say that Tony Romo sucked?
But listen. He does suck, but the rest of the team
didn't. So what's the difference?
The rest of the team didn't suck. Look, you can't even say the Lions lost. We say Matthew Stafford lost.
Yep.
Well, no, all I said last week is that Matthew Stafford got outplayed by an XFL quarterback. Okay.
If Matthew Stafford leave the Lions and go to another team, he might win a Super Bowl.
But the team still ain't gonna do shit. Yeah. Our team still ain't gonna do shit.
But you get what I understand everything you saying. Yeah. But like I said, we don't even say the Lions lost. We say Matthew Stafford lost. We don't even say the Lions didn't go to the playoffs. We say Matthew Stafford didn't go to the playoffs. God damn.
I mean, it's just... I don't know. It's hard because
it's too much blame on one person for that team to be shitty as it is.
Yeah.
And you know I'm a Lions fan. I say the team sucks ass.
Yeah.
That was just like
AP was doing his thing. I ain't even gonna lie, he still was doing his thing.
Right. Almost thought he was gonna win.
Right. I mean you had like
it didn't even look like a game after that.
I like when the Diamond Kinsu was there. We still really wasn't winning, but everybody was scared to say he sucked, but he was on the losing team.
Yeah. Damn. All right, man. All right, fuck y'all. So he ain't win no playoff games. So what?
No, the Lions ain't won a playoff game.
Damn.
Shit, he wasn't. He acted like he was the quarterback from when the franchise started.
Yeah.
All the motherfuckers didn't win.
Yeah, None of them. We should say just off rip, just say the Fords lost.
The Fords.
They're the ones keep paying for that shit.
Goddamn Charger.
My man Coke just checked in. What up, though? He said horrible coaching and bad decisions by Matthew again. Bruh, it's a podcast. Just checked in. What up, though? That was our shout out this morning. Shit. Shout out to the bruh. It's a podcast.
That's what's up.
Podcast.
That's
what's up. We gave them a shout out this morning, man. Make sure if you're on IG Live to hit them up, follow them, dog. Check out their content. And also, if you're on IG, you can go to eblockradio.com. And check out the full view so you can see everybody in the studio. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, dog. That'll be the love. And we smoking weed and drinking Coors Light this morning. That's how we get down.
Crisis we have it over here.
Right, that's how we getting down.
Newport.
All right, so look, it's almost 10:30, so dog, we gonna get to it, dog. We ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. We gonna get to the one shit that we talking about today, dog. We talking about motherfucking family feuds. How do you handle them bitches at holiday time, dog? So, like, if you having a family gathering and shit, and you know it's two people that don't like each other, like your mama and your daddy and shit. Like, you can't put them two motherfuckers together or they're going to end up scrapping and shit. How do you handle that shit, though? That's what we want to know. Also, don't forget, man, it is Black Friday, so go turn the camera this way. As you can see, I'm going to point to it. Those Brilliant Bastards, dog. Make sure you check out my most recent best-selling novel, dog. Those Brilliant Bastards is a novel about... mass incarceration, so it's pretty dope. Normally $20, but for right now, Black Friday, you can get it for only $10, 50% off, dog. 50. And I'm sending it anywhere in the U.S. free of charge, or if you in the Metro Detroit area, I will pull up on your ass.
No,
for the dime sake.
I'm going to ask it again just for somebody we may have missed or a new viewer. Is this book teenage friendly? Can these people like that really want that, that's pushing their kids to read, is this material you would think some kid, maybe a freshman in high school?
Yeah, I say 14 and up. 14 and up. Okay. Under 14, no, some of the shit is graphic. Yeah. 14 and up, though, yeah, for sure. 14 and up.
If you don't read, let your kids read.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? Yeah, or read with them, because yeah, it's a good read. It's like I said, what I call it is a fictional tale about a non-fictional issue in America, though. That's what we call it. So make sure you check me out, dog.
Stock and stuff.
For sure, dog. Yep, so just hit me in the inbox and shit, and I can send it out anywhere in the U.S. free of charge, dog, for 50% off today, man. Only $10 as opposed to $20, and we about to get to our chorus. Like, all right, so we're about to, I guess we're going to commercial break.
Look, got a pee-pee.
That motherfucker, Coors Light running through his ass. Duh, yes, Coors Light is running through his ass, dog. So we go to commercial break. When we get back, dog, that's what we're talking about. How do you handle the family feud, dog, at a Christmas holiday or whatever, motherfucking family gathering, dog? Hit me in the comment box. We going to commercial break. We'll be back in just about 1 minute. Till then, you already know what it is. The livest podcast network on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the Wake and Bake motherfucking show, dog.
Holla at your boy.
For sure. Me.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Hi, travelers. My name is Nicole. I am the owner of the Indie Nicole Collection. I just wanted to come and introduce myself and let you know a little bit about my business. The Indie Nicole Collection was started in 2014. Originally, the name was Clutch by Indie Nicole. I used to make clutch handbags, and I liked making them, but it just wasn't my thing. In 2016, while I was traveling, I kept noticing everyone's travel bag, and it was odd. And that's when it clicked, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be making travel bags. Like, you're gonna have people carrying your travel bags through the airports. So I went on vacation, I came back, immediately went to the fabric store, came back to the lab, and my first travel bag was made in 2016.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Sam's taking too long. Yeah, yeah. We back in the building, dog.
Say commercial break, goddamn.
We back in the building, man. Thank y'all for hanging out through the commercial break, dog. You already know what it is. The livest podcast network on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show, man. I got Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, dog. We in this thing. I didn't know what that was, dog.
I'm like, what the shit?
Venus just checked in. What up, though?
What up, though?
Happy Thanksgiving and all that good shit, man.
Happy Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers.
Hey, so look, over the break, Son of Liberty said, can we do a show about mass incarceration? He's interested in our thoughts on the subject, dog.
For sure.
We should do that shit one day.
We will.
Yeah.
But if you buy the book.
Right, you can buy the book, though, and see some of my thoughts right there and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Jay Cools just checked in. What up, though? He said, nobody wins when the family feuds. That's a Jay-Z song and shit.
Yeah.
He said, what up, though? Vita says she still sees cigarettes, bro.
Sorry.
They said, sorry. That's it. Sorry, not sorry.
That's all I can say.
Sorry, not sorry. All right, so we back in this thing, man. Don't forget, like I mentioned before, dog, we go switch the camera real quick. As you can see, Those Brilliant Bastards, dog, my best-selling novel, right here for only $10, dog. It's normally $20, but you can get it for $10 right now for Black Friday. Up until tomorrow, dog, just hit me in the inbox, dog. I'll get that to you. We can either mail it anywhere in the U.S. at no additional cost, or if you're in the Metro Detroit area, dog, I will pull up on your ass.
Yeah.
With that shit. You feel me? All right, Angry Man, let's talk about that shit, dog. People feuding at the motherfucking at the Thanksgiving dinner or the Christmas dinner or whatever, nigga, holiday gathering. How do you handle that shit, dog?
Well, you know, one simple phrase.
What up?
Go sit y'all ass down, so we got to get in there. I'm not having that shit on the holiday, bro.
Yeah.
You better find a way to fix it.
Y'all say, y'all take care of that shit first.
Man. don't fuck up my holiday because, you know, this nigga forgot to come pick you up or, you know what I mean, he fucked up your coat or some shit or...
He ran off on the plug.
I can't stand, you know. Everybody talk that unity pre-shit, and one, two times out the year, you can't tolerate somebody in your family.
Yeah.
If you can't just at least tolerate somebody in your family, I don't know how cool we could be, nigga. So think about it. If you cut that motherfucker, you'll shoot me.
Duh. So let me ask you while we talk about that shit. Has it ever been like, I'm going to ask you this shit too, though, Mark. Have it ever been like a for real scrap at a family gather?
No.
No?
No, because like... The elders in my family will shut that shit down.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean, like I said, we don't even have a list. We just hit everybody in the family.
My mama's strapped.
She stays strapped like motherfucking Jeezy and this bitch.
Oh, trust me. I know about parents being strapped, man.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Nah, the elders in our family didn't play that bullshit.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't get along, like you said, fix that shit Friday.
Yeah.
But today, y'all gonna sit down, or y'all not gonna go. Like when you're 12, we'll sit your ass over there, and you sit your ass over there.
Right.
But you gotta think, the elderly point is this: you're not gonna fuck up my day because you two son bitches is being spoiled.
Yeah.
And that's
sure.
basically all it is. Well, I don't like that bitch. I didn't ask you if you liked her. I said, did you want to come to Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
The words, do you like such and such, never came out of my mouth.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Or is he coming? This ain't your house. Invite whoever the fuck I want to invite to my house. And I'm inviting you, and he's still my name, so right. I'm inviting him.
Yeah.
Y'all either going to sit on one side of the couch and watch this game and shut the fuck up?
So what if it's this, though? Because I know we all experience this. What if it's the mate that people feuding with?
She ain't coming.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Right, so like, do you still go? So you still go?
Yeah.
See that, I mean, I think that's a real question.
So you said mate. Now is it wife?
So let's see, is the difference though? Like wife with my
wife coming.
Alright, so even if it's your wife.
Yeah, she's coming.
So is she coming or are y'all just not going?
No, she's coming.
What? Yeah, you gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause in the
middle of this shit, I'm not getting into it with none of that shit.
For sure.
So if you don't like my mate, I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You stay over there, she stay over here.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. Like she can't come in there. And I'm not gonna let you motherfucking disrespect. I ain't gonna let you disrespect her. And you ain't about to disrespect her either. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, shit, we want to deal with this shit. We going to eat this. One you got to take on the chin.
Gotta take that shit on the chin.
Yeah. But if it's a bitch that nobody don't like, then you just don't come, baby girl. You stay there and wait till I get back.
that plus one just couldn't make the cut.
Right. But if it's the wife, though, she coming.
Oh, yeah, she coming for
girls. I'm trying to figure out what I would do in that situation, though. Because I'm feeling like,
You did it.
I'm feeling like
you did it.
Oh yeah, you.
What
did
we talking
it.
About?
You definitely did it.
Oh,
hello,
man.
Hello. What we talking about? Oh, all right, so move right along. the fuck just happened there? The fuck, moving right the fuck along, dog.
Scared to talk on
you
that
did
one,
it.
Yeah, I didn't do it anyway. Son of Liberty said your best selling novel. Said how many have you written? This is actually my only novel. I got 5 other books, though. They're not novels and shit, though. But check me out, though. It's on eblockradio.com. Or, I'm sorry, on flipside-inc.com. So you can check out all my books and shit. This is the only novel, but I do have 5 other books. Three poetry books and 2 non-fictional, like, one-act plays and shit, basically. And, I'm sorry, one one-act play and then one letter to my mom and shit. Rest in peace to my mom. I love my mom. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so you coming regardless if it's the wife.
Yeah, she is too.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just wouldn't go. Like, if it's a difference between somebody like not liking your mate or like somebody just trying to scrap that motherfucker. Like, if it's been some kind of fight, like a for real beef, I think I'm just gonna stay at the crib or just go somewhere else.
I'm gonna go sit my ass down and show my kids that you can overcome certain shit.
Yeah.
For your family.
Right.
I mean, if my family gone, my wife wants me to come. Kids may want me to come, and my punk ass daddy gonna sit at home because you know what I'm saying. Fuck daddy, he'll never go nowhere. All I gotta be is one argument, daddy staying at home. You know what I'm saying? But there are people like that.
I got you. Yeah, that is true, though.
I can suck it up for the family one day.
One day.
I ain't say I gotta go to the 4th of July barbecue.
Yeah.
But important holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving, yeah, those are important times.
Yeah.
I can get away when I go into the 4th of July party.
Yeah, I know siblings, bro. Like, it's not even siblings don't fuck with each other, bro. They get to pulling out guns and shit.
Yeah.
And that's that bullshit.
I mean, what the fuck is going on here?
And that's that bullshit.
In them situations, I'm out. Anyway, I don't want to be there.
You said you don't want to be in that motherfucker nowhere, you know?
Nowhere when the law comes.
I did my part by going. Now, if you get there and we got to get low, okay, I understand that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to eventually jump off the end like, nah, fuck that. I ain't fucking around.
I don't want to see none of Santa, Son of Liberty, motherfucking homeboys coming knocking on the door. Flashing their badges and beating the
Johnson shit. Johnson flashing their badges, though. Hey, fuck him, though. He already talking shit. You see this shit?
Yeah.
Talk about big men shouldn't wear red shirts. Fuck you, nigga. I can wear whatever the fuck I want to. I'm a sexy fat nigga and shit, though, so I can do that.
Say that again.
I mean, shit, I don't know. Venus said, shaking my head, they start feuding after they start drinking. Then somebody bring up ancient crap, and that's how it sometimes starts. That's for real. Like, whenever alcohol get involved, niggas get belligerent. So, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they bring up some old shit that...
You're just a belligerent person.
Man. I can't...
I mean, they just bring out your... They bring out who you truly are.
See, but people know me, though. Yeah. You know, like, I got a small anger management problem. Like, I jump off the
small
deep end.
Small anger management.
I jump off the deep end sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And I get frustrated, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm chill because I don't want none of that shit. So, if I get mad and I'm at the point where I'm fucking angry... And everybody was like, man, what the fuck is wrong with that nigga, bro? Like, why he had to go to that extent? Because y'all tripping over nothing.
Right.
So y'all want to get ignorant, just let me just do it for both of you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're stupid.
I'm going to do it for both of you. Because you ain't about to fuck up my shit. And then you at my house?
Yeah.
You definitely better not be at my house. You might get strapped pulled out on you for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not about to go. If I got a problem with you, I'll wait till we on our own turf.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll catch you outside somewhere. Now, I'm not going to go to nobody else's house and clown.
Yeah.
And fuck up the whole holiday for somebody else.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
I'm mature than that. You know what I mean? If we got an issue, I feel the issue may take us to an argument or may take us to something else. I'm just not going to say nothing.
And if I start getting drinking and I start feeling sentimental about some shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
I had
Venus said she the same way, Monk.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bust up.
Yeah, I feel you. Boozy checked in. She said, what up, though? Stay home and cook. That's how I handle it.
That's one way to do it, too.
That just kind of sucked, though.
I want to give a shout out to my baby. She posted some shit that was real live, though. That had me, you know what I'm saying, laughing the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Good shit, Boochie. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you enjoyed your turkey, baby.
Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to all the people who supported Dog Business, you know what I'm saying? Getting their smoked turkeys and everything. Oh, you forgot to talk about the pop-up shop, though.
Oh, yeah.
That shit went well, too.
That definitely went well. Yeah. I did a little hibachi shit, and that shit sold out in like 3 hours, bro. Like,
that hibachi shit be looking good, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
Looking. It fucked about the looks.
Yeah.
That shit don't look good. That shit looks like it's sloppy. But when that motherfucker hit your motherfucking taste buds.
That's why the niggas don't say when it hit your throat. I'm about to be like, pause, nigga, pause.
Nah, I just think,
when it hit your throat.
I thought about what I was about to say this time.
I just what you was getting ready to say.
Cut.
Pause, nigga, pause. So if I know both of y'all said it ain't never really been no actual physical scrap.
No.
At the family shit, no. I ain't never had no physical scrap either and shit, though.
I'm going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of people I don't deal with in my family, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not about to go to a point to the fact that I'm about to
be physically in there fighting and shit.
Yeah, man, just stay the fuck on, man. You get over there, bro.
Kelly talking about him downstairs. Say, and the kiddos can go. I'll stay at the crib, though. See, I don't know. I think, would she, though? She probably, probably would.
That's some good me time, though, straight up, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You at home by yourself with turkey and dressing.
But it's holiday time, though. Yeah, you gonna let your whole family go and shit. You gonna stay at the crib. That's a lot, nigga.
For one day, man.
I just had to suck it up.
I woke up with
them. Yeah.
I don't see your family being too much of an issue. Yours?
She said macaroni, too.
You may have to rent security for your shit. Ring tables, chairs, security, all that shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
My man Bo said Monk got some blessings coming in 2021. His own spot. I'm speaking that shit into the universe.
My dog. Appreciate you, boy.
Yeah, need to get that shit pushed.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Coming like porn stars.
After our conversation on Wednesday, I think most definitely.
It's definitely coming, bro.
Most definitely, dog. Yeah, yeah. Most definitely. But on that tip, though, yeah, I guess I ain't never really been in a situation like that, even regardless of what Monk said earlier. I've never been in a situation like that. But, Well, anyway, when it comes to the family, I ain't never had no situation like that. Because I don't beef with nobody and shit, so.
It was there. You just did a hell of a job ignoring the shit out of that motherfucker.
I mean, not me. I'm saying not me. I ain't never had no, personally, I ain't never had no issue at family functions. That's all I'm saying.
Plus one, huh?
I didn't say that. I don't even believe so. I don't know what Monk Money talking about.
Me either.
So anyway, yeah, she did say the turkey was slapping and the macaroni too. We go get this shit off of me, nigga. This spotlight is burning my forehead and shit. But I put some thought into this shit though, cause like when you got family members who like really like, you know, don't fuck with each other, I do think about that shit sometimes when you inviting people over though. Like I probably would be the one to be like, well, shit, I ain't gonna invite such and such and such and such together and shit because I don't want it to be no problem. I probably would do that. Mm-hmm. I know most niggas say they ain't going through all that shit because it's my house and I'm gonna invite who the fuck I want to. I feel that. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm just trying to cut out some of the confusion, nigga. Like, if you two motherfuckers don't get along, then just know that y'all not coming over together. Like, it's just, it ain't gonna happen.
My experience, that causes another problem. Cause now neither one of them don't like you now.
What you mean?
Cause you ain't invited.
Yeah.
now you really stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus just trying to, you know, play the mediator, man. It's the holiday. Y'all come see each other as now.
Hold on, dog. V just checked in, dog. What up, dog? She talking about she had an aunt stab her nigga in the face at a graduation party, dog.
Damn.
First of all,
damn.
First of all, I just want you to understand how angry you gotta be to stab a motherfucker in their face.
Damn!
At a graduation party.
It's supposed to be a happy, momentous occasion and shit. But I just need you to understand how angry you gotta be to stab a motherfucker in the face, though.
Damn, she got real physical.
Dog, real physical, dog. My man Josh, he just checked in. What up, though?
Josh, what's up, my guy?
Happy holidays, bro. Same to you. This is a good question, though. You see this Southern Liberty, you said, why do black people call it dressing instead of stuffing?
Because it's different.
It's two different things.
So,
I thought.
Like, what is stuffing?
Stuffing is made, it's like just bread. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This shit is cornbread.
Yeah.
You
know real. Hey, look, first of all, I just want to say this. It's real cornbread, too. Yeah. So I want to say this. And I don't want to offend nobody, but I just want to put y'all, you know, in check a little bit. If you making your motherfucking dressing with Jiffy Mix, dog, there's a whole problem.
Yeah.
Dressing should not be sweet, bro. I'm sorry for some of y'all niggas who thought that was supposed to be the thing. Dressing should not be sweet. You should not be making dressing with Jiffy, dog.
No, if you can't do it, man, help somebody else. Somebody, call an auntie.
Dog, right.
Call a friend.
Or you know what? Just make some stovetop stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing. Get some stuffing.
Make some stuffing, then. Because if you making dressing right now with Jiffy, dog, I'm sorry, dog. And again, dog. If you using sage in your fucking dressing, don't use the pound game on that bitch, dog. Just put a little bit, dog.
Just a titch.
If the motherfucker come out looking green like sage, then, yeah.
Hot water cornbread or something for the stuffing.
Yeah, dog. You can't use.
I can't stand that shit.
I mean, cornbread stuffing is made with bread.
Yeah. That's what I said. I don't know if somebody used toast.
Yeah, bread.
Yeah, I just saying.
Toast?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah. My dad made it with some toast.
Word?
Yeah. I said, why are you crunching up the toast? He said, I can make the goddamn stuffing, boy. Because he know I despise hot water corn. That got to be some of the worst shit ever created.
Look.
Are you crazy as a motherfucker?
Hot water corn? Yeah, you eating it by itself.
But with some beans, nigga, I go to Ian on some hot water cornbread. That shit like a pancake. That shit make me excited off rip because it look like a pancake.
Dre said cornbread and toast. I don't know
about that either.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't never seen that but cornbread.
Yeah, no. Toast is stuffing.
Dawson ain't gonna quit Talking about my goddamn red shirt, man. Fuck you. Talking about like the Kool-Aid nigga and shit on on Family Guy. Yes, man. This nigga talking shit, man.
Who was that?
Oh, that's a liberty.
Duh. just for that I'm staying on camera too.
I wish I knew what he looked like.
Where is he from again?
I don't know. I don't think he ever said it. I don't know. Anyway.
He probably won't tell.
It ain't like we gonna come over that motherfucker.
Hell no. He might have a swastika in that motherfucker. Yeah, I ain't come.
A whole block of the motherfucker.
A whole block.
Where you from, big fella? We just curious.
It's 10:53, dog. It's almost time to get up out of here. If y'all got some last minute comments, dog, hit me in the comment box right now. We want to know, how do you handle the family feud at a family function, dog? That's what we want to know. Hit me in the comment box right now. IG, if you on and you want to talk to us live and shit, hit that join button. And you can come in live like you in the motherfucking studio, dog.
Right here, you hear me?
Right here. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, so look, this way off the subject. Oh, shit. He said he's from Cadillac, Michigan, but he live in Iowa now. You used to live in Iowa.
Yeah, what part of Iowa?
Right. Where was you at? By Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, somehow somebody else used to live in Iowa. Oh, yeah, Big Win used to live in Iowa. But, yeah, just way off the subject and shit, but I just wanted to mention it. Friday night, I was at Nephew Crib, and we was drinking and shit, talking shit. And then we got to, the end of the night, and his cousin, or his homeboy and shit, basically his wife's cousin, so I guess that's his cousin now. He had we was listening to music. So what we did, we went around the room and shit. Niggas would like choose a song from the playlist to play and shit, and then like tell you where that song was from and shit, like why it's so important for him. Like, dog, that shit was like some real dope shit though. Like, niggas was picking songs and then telling like what their experience was with that song and shit. Like, niggas had some interesting stories.
Because them niggas like music and shit, bro. Like, yeah. bring up memory. Like, in that time, like, fucking, this shit just bring up shit. Like, yeah. Every time I hit Mexico, I'm be wanting to motherfucking wreck some shit. That's what I was doing at the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I used to say Oskaloosa. I don't know where that's at. You familiar? Oh, okay. Rita said, I sit on the sidelines with my plate and watch the episode. Just let motherfuckers fight and shit up. But no, that shit was dope though, with the music shit though. Like, niggas was telling stories that I ain't know and shit though. That shit was dope.
That's a good ass little, you know what I'm saying?
That's a little good thing, like
icebreaker.
Yeah, a little icebreaker thing. Like, even at your little family event where people don't like each other, yeah, and shit, try that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Try that shit. Maybe that'll, you know, ease the tension and shit.
No,
or at least maybe they'll fight outside or something.
Yeah, because it might
bring up that one song.
You was acting like an old whole ass.
Right. Might be all fucked up and shit.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and trick. They looking at you in your eyeballs all the time. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and trick.
All of your eyeballs, though. Yeah. All of your eyeballs.
That time, motherfucking Al Green came on, we went to go shoot that nigga.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Stupid
shit. Old boy died and shit.
He said, old boy died. All right, we're going to go around the block one last time, man. Hit me in the comment box if you got a last minute comment, dog. It's motherfucking Friday and shit, so whatever your comment is and shit, it's gonna sit with us the whole weekend. So make sure you make it all profound and shit like that. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, dog, Angry Man, last sentiments on the way out, bro.
Man, look, get along with your family, at least around holiday time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't get along with nobody else, get along with your family.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Like I said, I have to look at you a certain way. Yeah. I understand, you know, every day ain't gonna be peaches and cream. Yeah. I get it. Sometimes you may not want to fuck with somebody, but at least around holiday time, don't fuck it up for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, you may have that one old auntie that really want to see you, but you ain't gonna come because that nigga there.
Because you got fucking feelings.
You know
facts.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I'm not just gonna invite neither one of y'all. And now the family getting shorter and shorter, and we wondering why. Why don't we see these motherfuckers around funeral time? Because ain't nobody getting invited no goddamn way.
Right.
Nigga had like 30 barbecues. You ain't thinking about inviting cuz.
Right.
Invite the nigga to one.
Nigga said 30.
Because that's our problem. We always make up for it around funeral time.
Yeah.
And then, because you so
it's
pissed,
too late.
Somebody ain't never inviting you somewhere. Now another argument starts.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, just you use holiday time as a base to get y'all shit together.
Fast.
So, when the next time you do have a 4th of July or Memorial Day barbecue, everybody can come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, that's what's wrong with our families now. We're getting shorter and shorter and shorter because motherfuckers don't want to invite this person there or that person ain't coming because that person there. You know what I'm saying? And then you go from having 30 people in your family to like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12 going to drop off to 8.
Right.
And 8 going to drop off to, man, fuck it, ain't nobody else coming.
Mm-hmm. No, right. Ain't nobody else coming, nigga, for sure. And then nobody showing up. That's, you know, it's real. That's real shit.
Game over. Another black family bites the dust.
Right. My buddy, man, what you say, bro?
I know Sons of Liberty, I love that.
No, you stupid.
I just but yeah, man, like that type of shit, bro. I can't condone that shit, man. I really can't, like, especially in my crib, bro. Like, you're not about to get ignorant in my crib. I don't care if it's my mom and my daddy that didn't like each other and they motherfucking few. Y'all gonna sit down for these motherfucking grandkids or I'ma slam both of you motherfuckers, like, straight
they
up.
Say
like,
slam the motherfuckers.
I'ma get ignorant, bro. Like I don't wanna go to that point, but I will though. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just didn't stay in our lane, bro. Stay in your lane, man. Like, if shit fucked up, you don't like this motherfucker for some strange reason, you ain't gotta motherfucking not like this motherfucker. Just stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
Alright, cuz. What up though? Love you, elbow bumping and dip.
That's it.
Like, sure. why we gotta? It takes so much energy to hate a motherfucker, bro.
It takes a little bit.
Wasted energy, bro. Just because you don't like this motherfucker, you automatically get tensed up because you when the motherfucker come around.
Facts.
Wasted energy, bro.
Yeah.
Man, use that shit on some pussy. You know? Put that energy towards that, bro. Like, all that pent up
evil,
anger.
It's good. Get you some evil ass and woo, woo.
But I'm just saying, though, straight up, though, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just need to, you know, relax, bro. Like, you know, shit happens, bro. Shit happens, all right.
Yeah.
I know what you do. Like, motherfucker owe me $100.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You ain't gonna give it to me? So I bought you for $100. You stay your ass over there.
Thanks, I bought you.
For $100. That's all you cost. Peace out. $100, bitch.
Hell no.
I mean, just to stay in your lane. That's my whole thing. Stay in your motherfucking lane, bro.
One thing you missed, Mark, and this is real important. Stop getting into it with your cousin or your brother and sister over the parents. You know, because I tell my cousins all the time. You know, because, no, this was many moons ago. You know, my mom was alive.
Yeah.
And I had a plus one with me. And my cousin was going ape shit on my mama. You know, my auntie on some bullshit. I'm sitting there laughing.
Yeah.
She's like, you gonna let him talk about your mama like that? I'm like, yeah, she is on some bullshit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with me.
Right,
that's her nephew. Yeah. That's his auntie.
That's their relationship.
She's still an authoritative figure towards him, so she probably did do some shit to get on his goddamn nerves.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
You know what I mean? That
they
didn't,
all do.
Yeah, that didn't come
in. So they all do.
Yeah. I know what all aunties you got. I know you wanted to be like, man. And I know her son and your cousin probably be like, yeah, mom's on some bullshit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? But
you trying to pass that shit?
Yeah, right? Get it.
And then.
Get this motherfucker.
But yeah, right.
That's real important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I figured deal that, dog. Let me see. Jay Cool straight back in. He said, division in the family leads to division in the community and division in our future. When you know better, you do better and show a better example for the future generations. Break them generational curses and baggage. That's for sure, though. Rita agree.
Sure.
Man, Bo say, yeah, it does. I hate a couple motherfuckers. I believe that shit, too. I think you hate a couple motherfuckers.
Let that
though.
Shit go. Just stay in there lane, right. Bo. Fuck them. You know what I mean? You just bought that motherfucker. You ain't got to hate him. Just fuck him.
Right. All right, so I don't even know why I smoked that shit.
About to try to fight Bo and his family. I hate to see the size of this motherfucker.
No, he's stupid as hell, dog.
If you really want to try that shit. Yeah,
Bo look like he eat the weights. He chew them bitches for breakfast.
Shit. Like, all right.
Make me two. Give me them 245s and some eggs.
Take that 245.
Eggs over easy.
Eggs over easy, dog.
Hey, 225 breakfast.
Candy said, I still say avoidance. Protect your energy and mental space. Don't bring negative energy to my home and shit.
True.
Yeah, I guess on that note, though, I feel what she's saying. Like, I just want to be kind of be out the way of that shit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think what Angry Man said is true. If you start doing that, then slowly but surely, like, niggas just go dwindle to nothing. Because you're going to stop inviting everybody. And then you're just going to be that family that don't fuck with nobody. So, like, you kind of don't want to be that either. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that if you got issues, and I've seen people posting this shit, I think it's some real shit. Like, maybe it is a good time to try to fix that shit, like, at them family functions. Because that's probably the only time you're going to be together other than niggas dying and shit. Like, you don't want to be trying to fix shit after a funeral, because niggas be for real in their feelings, grieving and shit, and then you trying to talk about some old shit. None of that shit go together. So, whatever y'all doing, man, with your family and even friends too and shit, for that matter, dog, if y'all got some beef, man, just figure that shit out. Like, you ain't got to be the best of friends after that, but just come to a common agreement and just coexist.
That's it.
For the sake of everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Don't be selfish.
All right, don't be selfish, dog. Don't forget, man, let me grab my motherfucker. Book real quick. Don't forget where that motherfucking camera at. Yeah, right there. Black Friday, man. Make sure you hit up your boy, man. $10 for an autographed copy of Those Brilliant Bastards. See that right there? Bam. Bam. I send it to you anywhere in the U.S. for no additional cost. Or if you're in the Metro Detroit area, pull up on me and shit, dog. And I would, or I'll pull up on you, however you want to do it. Only $10, dog. Those Brilliant Bastards. Excellent novel about mass incarceration, dog. Holla at your boy, man.
Yeah.
Shit, that's it, dog. We're going to get up out of here. It is Friday, so it's the weekend. It's the holiday weekend and shit. And you know what we forgot to talk about?
Mm.
The motherfucking Tyson fight tonight.
It's tonight?
That bitch tonight, bro. The 28th, right? Today,
28th? Oh, damn.
Tomorrow. Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, I thought
it was Saturday. Oh, I thought it was, okay, all right. Hey, look, I got all the hype and shit. All right, it's tomorrow. All right, yeah. All right, we cool then.
Yeah.
All right, we doing shit tonight then. Just getting drunk for the after Thanksgiving shit, though. It's all good.
That's your Black Friday.
Yeah, it is Black Friday. Again, only $10 for the novel, man. Hit me in the inbox right now, shit. I'll hook you up. Yeah, it's the weekend, though, so whatever you go do, man, it's the holiday weekend, too, so be careful, nigga.
Yeah.
And, man, make sure that you do arrive alive, dog.
Yeah.
Till the next time, man, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the Wake and Bake Show, man. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Better family members, go sit your ass down some damn way.
Monk Money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
And, of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
I'll let your love one fall. You hear me?
Yeah. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.